WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now... You are.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Don't know how I got muted there, but good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Looks like we're going to a Game 7.
We're going to a Game 7. All right.
But there's still another half. But it's 20-something points, so you never know. Well, it looks like we may be going to a Game 7 for the NBA Finals. But anyway, you can tweet us at WildTalkRadio, at RackRadioShow, at Lindsay Ward, come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WGL. Have to interact with us live because we're here to talk about AI.
And wrestling.
Tonight.
And but wrestling. Yes, AI.
Also, power outages in the middle of the day suck.
They do.
Especially when it's 90 degrees.
It's 90 degrees there?
It was 90 degrees today.
Yeah. Dude, it only got up into the low 80s here today. But we had storms. But so did you.
We did. We had storms and it brought the temperature down. But it's getting next week's going to be fun. It's going to be in the high 90s all week. It's fun.
I will say this, it's been humid as fuck, because of course it's been humid as fuck, but yeah, it only got up, what is it going to do? Okay, so we're getting, next week, yeah, we're going to, oh fuck, Wednesday is going to be 97.
Heat wave.
No.
Heat
no.
Wave.
I'm not ready for it yet. No.
Welcome to the summer heat wave.
Cool. Do not want. Ideal temperature is 72. This is it. It's ideal temperature is 72 and low humidity.
Yeah, no.
Stay like that year round.
Nope, not a thing.
Damn it. So, all right, let's stop talking about the weather. May the weather be nice where you are this week and not murderously hot. Anyway, let's talk about the news brought to you by our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. So Shaquille O'Neal and Jalen Brunson will be a part of the next two. I can't talk. Let me do that again. Shaquille O'Neal and Jalen Brunson will be part of the next 2K25 Dunk and Destruction Pack coming next month.
Yeah, I think it's actually coming. I wrote next month because that's when I thought it was. Apparently, it's next week or two or something. It's coming out very soon. It'll be
well.
The great,
I mean, go ahead. Next month is like two weeks.
Is it 2 weeks? Essentially, it should be out very shortly. It's Shaquille O'Neal, Haliburton, Jalen Brunson, the Great Khali, and Abyss, all part of the Dunk and Destruction Pack. But they've officially announced the final two men in it. They still haven't given us to who the mystery DLC person was for the last pack that they were supposed to announce. So we're still waiting on the conclusion of the first DLC run, but we're getting DLC run two. So at least that's something. But yeah, it's cool. Shaq being in a WWE game is really cool. Because, you know, he's been associated with them, and then they've been doing stuff with the Haliburton and Brunson, and then they had their beef and been having beef in the NBA. So getting them in the virtual realm is not a bad thing for WWE because they're selling merch too. So that should have been the first hint that they were going to be a part of the video game.
But it's still cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So probably congratulations to them.
It's probably big for them. It's probably exciting to them. They're in a game that's not a basketball game. That's.
They're just taking over, you know?
Yeah.
They're just doing things.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So moving on, TNA Wrestling announced today that it's launching a new free tier of its TNA Plus streaming service. TNA Plus will live stream an episode of Impact for free Friday on June 20th from the UPMC Event Center on the campus of Robert Morris University in Pittsburgh, the hometown of TNA star Elijah. Fans can expect a special birthday celebration for Elijah. This huge moment for TNA, said Carlos Silva, president of TNA Wrestling. The response to our growing momentum has been incredible, and it continues to build every week. With the launch of the free tier on TNA Plus, we're opening the door for everyone to watch TNA. Whether you're a longtime fan or brand new to the product, it's never been easier to jump in and experience what makes TNA so special. By registering for the free tier, fans can watch a curated selection of classic and current VOD content, stream the June 26th live episode of Impact for free with the sneak peek on Friday night, June 20th, and fans can download the TNA Plus app from their favorite app stores, including Apple, Amazon, and Android, and register at no cost to unlock the free streaming access, beginning with the sneak peek episode of Impact on Friday night, June 20th. God, they hit that three fucking times, didn't they?
They did.
TNA will soon launch a 24/7 linear streaming channel, TNA 24/7, delivering around-the-clock wrestling content. More details on the channel will be announced in the coming weeks. Is it going to happen on June 20th?
It will not happen on Friday night, June 20th, which you can see a live sneak peek episode of Impact Wrestling, which will air the following Thursday. But you out there can watch it for free if you sign up to TNA Plus and get the TNA Plus app now for free from your favorite Apple, Apple, Amazon, or Android. For Friday night, June 20th, watch Impact Live before anyone else on the TNA app.
Wait, when is it? I'm not sure. I don't think I heard it. When is it? What day?
It'll be Friday, June 20th, which is, you know, tomorrow. They didn't give a specific time of what time to watch it, but you can watch it for free live Friday night against SmackDown. Probably against SmackDown. So you can do the full screen watch. TNA Impact live on your TNA Plus app for free this Friday,
you know,
June
20th. It's as God intended. You can have multiple screens. So you can have multiple formats of wrestling on multiple streams. You could watch, because isn't AEW live on Friday nights too?
No.
Oh, okay. That's the show that went away?
Yeah.
And never came back?
Correct.
Okay. So you could have WWE and TNA up if you really want to. Now,
if
on Saturday.
If you really, really wanted to, you can watch Friday, June 20th. And Mark Madden, former WCW announcer, will be calling some of the action that you could probably watch free during the live episode of the sneak peek of Impact on Friday, June 20th.
Ding! Go download the app. Go do the thing. Go sign up for it. Support them.
Okay, so meme jokes aside, watch their product. They're trying desperately to get people to watch the product, and that's why we're getting the free version on YouTube and now the TNA Plus app.
Just download the app. Just give them the sign up. Even if you like delete it later, like just go download the app. Go help them out.
Yeah,
we want TNA to succeed.
Which is funny. They're 23 years old today.
I saw that. I was like, damn.
Which means...
And they outlived... Go ahead. Well, I guess they didn't outlive ROH, but they kind of did.
They kind of did. Which means I've been out of high school for 23 years.
I've been out longer.
But it was the day... But here's the thing. That was my graduation day. That's why it's significant for 23 years.
I don't even remember my graduation day. I don't even know what day I graduated. I remember where I graduated from and how ungodly hot it was that day. But like, because I graduated at the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we get out earlier than y'all.
Yeah, I got out June 19th. We had graduation because I remember watching TNA that night. So it's like, oh, so like whenever that anniversary hits, like that's significant to me. So
it's important to rock everybody.
Yeah, we'll go with important. We're going to hit this button.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulder snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
You hate to see this one. You really do. But Liv Morgan suffered a dislocated shoulder.
# blame Brent.
She unfortunately did have to have surgery on it.
Yeah.
And so I think she's going to be out a couple months.
Six.
Ooh.
Up to 6 months there is, with the surgery. So
there is no word on what's going to happen with the tag titles.
Yeah, they're still figuring it all out. It's very significant because she was, I would assume, she was going to be challenging Io Sky for the women's title either on Saturday night's main event or at Night of Champions. She was going to be in a program with Nikki Bella as one of the featured matches at Evolution, whether it was going to be a tag match with Raquel against the Bella Twins, or it was just straight up Nikki versus Liv. That was still all coming together. But she's very significant in a lot of things. She's significant with the Roxanne storyline as well. But there's a lot of moving parts that they're being rewritten because of her injury. So it's very unfortunate that this all happened. Bad timing.
It is. It's very bad timing. Like, I hate this for her. I really, really, really do. Because she was in a lot of things. And now they're going to have to figure it out. But I'm kind of with LeMans on it that they can have Roxanne replace her.
Maybe.
And that just builds the feud for when she comes back.
It depends what the plans for Roxanne were. Because she was filling in tension with the Judgment Day. But she's also in the Queen of the Ring tournament. So what was her role there? And where was she headed? Was she going to win the Queen of the Ring? I don't know for sure. But she could.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But there are a lot of moving parts that they have to kind of figure out. And this is not against Roxanne, because Roxanne's very talented. But you can't just go Roxanne Raquel versus the Bella Twins. You could. But Nikki and Liv was a bigger, like, that's a bigger star power currently matchup than anything. Mm-hmm. While Roxanne is good, she's really talented, she's not the star that Liv is in positioning-wise.
No, for that she's match. Not.
So they could replace her and just fill her in that spot, but I think they got to make a lot of changes, and they've probably been scrambling for the last few days trying to figure it all out, because the plans have been motion for Nikki coming back for a while. So this is kind of a big blow. And it was such a simple thing, too, that she dislocated. It
was so random.
Yeah.
It was so unbelievably random. But that's always how it happens, it feels like. That, like, it's just something so simple or so easy, and it's just random.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, like, they're out. And it's unfortunate. Like, I do. I really hate this word, because she was kind of starting to get a little bit more momentum back, because she'd been on the back burner a little bit with the Judgment Day stuff. Like, she was still present. She was still a part of it. But they sort of put the titles on her and Raquel, and they were in somewhat of a holding pattern, I think, up until this point. And now it's like they were going to have her work with Nikki. They were going to have her be a feature of all the events coming up, and now they have to figure it out. So I hate that for her, because I'm sure she was looking forward to it. So hopefully she can rest up, and she can heal up, and she can get back when she can. Like, I wouldn't say push it, because, you know, Evolution is next month, so you're not gonna be back in a month.
You're not going to be back. And if it's up to 6 months, you're not back till next year.
Yeah. Which is good, because she'll come back probably right around Royal Rumble. So they can just put her in the Rumble and then potentially hit the gas on her. But it just, it sucks, man.
It does. It really, really does.
So feel better, Liv. But with that, I say we take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be shifting gears and we're going to be talking about video games. And we're going to be talking all about the slippery slope of AI voiceover in media, but video games specifically. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. I'm back your suitcase lately. There's been too much of this. But don't think it's too late. Nothing's wrong. Just as long as you know that someday I will.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code RockSock in the Fortnite item shop? That's RockSock in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad, because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Yeah. Yes, this is Broken Not Hardy, and you are listening to The Rock Radio Show. Please tune in every dance you get. I find it absolutely wonderful.
Cause I'm breaking down. This big just goes in and I can't get.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch, you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. Sorry, I was just sprinting downstairs. Anyway, we are back, and we are here to talk all about the slippery slope that is AI. I know, it's specific to media and even more specific to video games. And I know that we're late on this topic, like we're super late on this topic, but PLEs. I can't control the WWE schedule, okay? I also can't control when Fortnite decides to drop an entire season dedicated to Star Wars, where this whole issue comes from, and the fact that they happened at the exact same time.
They did. And you prepared this topic about a month ago.
Yeah.
But we haven't had a chance to get into it, but it's an ever-evolving topic because the use of AI was in Fortnite. Use of AI is all over the world, and people complain about it all the time. There's an image on our screen right now that's AI generated because I thought, say, since we're talking about AI, let's use the cup for the cover art of this episode of the show. Let's get something computer generated from AI. And that's what kind of happened.
It's appropriate.
It is appropriate. And the thing with Fortnite and AI, we've seen it in action, but it's also going to be a permanent part of Fortnite going forward in the creative realm. But yeah, so where do you want to begin?
Okay, so let's start with what sparked this. So if you're unfamiliar with the issue, Fortnite had a season entirely dedicated to Star Wars. And one of the things that they had in that season was James Earl Jones's voice, who is now deceased. It was recreated using AI, and you could interact with him and you could make him say whatever you wanted within reason. Though some of that reason got tightened over time because people found loopholes.
It got tightened after the first day because people unintentionally and intentionally got the AI to say some stuff. Because they're using a Gemini and something else to get it to work. But continue.
Yes. It's important to note with this that the AI is ethically sourced, meaning that James Earl Jones consented to this fully. He was involved. He recorded everything for it prior to his death. This is his legacy that he's leaving behind for us, because he wanted to be able to continue on as Vader for however long Vader is a thing. He wanted them to be able to use his voice. And so he fully consented. He recorded everything, like I said, and that's that. So it's not like they lifted his voice. It's not like the family doesn't know what's going on. The family was actively involved. They were praising the use of the voice. They seemed very pleased that Epic Games wanted to use it. So in terms of the situation, it is a positive situation for a positive use of AI, because Epic used it technically correctly within some limitations, because I don't fully agree with like some of the stuff they did with it, but they used it correctly because the intention of the recording and of the AI generator was for it to be used for Vader, which it was. And I think this is actually the first instance of it being used. I could be wrong on that. I don't know if he's appeared in any of like the animated series or if he was in like any of the spinoff series that have been out. But I believe this is the first media appearance of the AI recorded version of Jones. And it sounds really good. Like, I was able to find clips of it, and it's Vader. It sounds like him. But people were upset about this. SAG in particular was upset about this because Fortnite did it without SAG's approval, which I'll let everybody hold their opinions on that one. But what was interesting is while this was going on, right, because we have a fully consenting recording that's being used in media, another story broke. This one about Orson Welles. And Orson Welles has been dead for what, 40 years? 50 years? No, he was still alive in the 80s. No, he wasn't. Hold on. Orson Welles. When did he die? He died in 1985. Okay, so he's been dead for 40 years. On the money, because he died in 1985. It's 2025. Okay, so He's been gone for 40 years. AI was not a thing when he died. His family has made a posthumous agreement with Story Rabbit Audio for a storytelling app of which he will appear, and they're going to take his voice. They're going to sample his voice from his movies and, you know, everything else that he did. And they're going to generate the AI based on that. And the family has agreed to it, but he never did because, again, not a thing. And this is where that slippery slope kind of begins to start. Because where is it okay? Like, obviously, if the person consents to it, like in the case of James Earl Jones, to me, it's fine. Because he is given his personal express consent to use it. I believe there's a directive on how it should be used. And the family is actively involved. I don't know if it goes to the extent of the family has to agree for it, or if they just have to be notified. But either way, I think whenever it gets used, I believe they also get paid for it. But I can't confirm that. I don't know the specific details on like what that arrangement is. I don't know. I don't think so, because he was paid out for a good sum of money before he passed away when he did it. But take that at what you will. The Wells thing I'm not okay with. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, that's the weird one.
Technically, it is still being, if you want to call it ethical, because the family is aware. It's not like, again, they went in and they sampled the voice and they stole the voice, which happens, which is a huge issue in the voice acting industry and the media industry on the whole, which we're going to talk about. But this just feels a little bit not so good, because I don't know if Orson Welles would have submitted to, like, consented to this at all. I don't think he would have.
But for him, but he wouldn't even know what it was at that point. That technology wasn't even a thing.
But I mean, even knowing the person that he was, I don't know if he would be okay with this.
Yeah.
And what this is setting up is that for any actors that are, or any media personalities that are alive presently, they are going to have to make that decision on, presuming AI lasts that long, which I'm pretty sure it will. They're going to have to make a decision and leave a directive on if they're okay with this or not, if that's a factor for them. Like, I know Robert Downey Jr. has already come out and said he explicitly does not want this. He doesn't want to be recreated in any way, shape, or form. Like, when it first, like, during the SAG-AFTRA strike in 2023, he, like, came out and said it. Because, like, this issue was in part one of the reasons why the actors struck in 2023. It's why the voice actors were striking in 2024, 2025. And that strike has now been at least like halted, because they have a temporary agreement in place, but it's not resolved by any means. Because while all the consenting stuff is good, there's a lot of unconsenting.
Yeah.
And this leads into the next part of this, which, again, sticking with Fortnite and talking about Fortnite, is that there is a rumor, if not totally confirmed, that Fortnite is actually going to be adding AI voices to creative.
Not a rumor. It is a factual statement. They, at Unreal Fest two weeks ago, announced it as it was an official part of upcoming UEFN technology that will be implemented in the game. They showed it off at Unreal Fest. It is a real thing.
And this is where consenting versus non-consenting comes in, and how the AI is trained. Because I do the voice acting thing, I audition, and I see them pretty much all the time, where you see like it being sourced out to the audition sites that you can actually audition and be paid for to train AI models. And you do waive your right to get paid if they use it after that, because that's the whole crux of this, right? Is if they take your voice, whether it be willingly or unwillingly, if you're willing, you get paid a specific amount. So say they're like, hey, I'll pay you $2,000 to train my AI. Okay, great. That's all you get. And then they can use that AI in perpetuity forever. So like in the James Earl Jones situation, he agreed to be paid a specific amount for it to be used in perpetuity forever. And then he was paid very handsomely for it. In this case, I don't think they're going to be paid a shit ton of money for it. But then there's the also flip side, where you can throw a voice into an AI generator and you can just steal people's voices. It happens all the time. Not making any accusations against anybody. You see it happen to voice actors when, like, people who are fans of specific video games, they want to make like shorts or they want to make funny stuff. They'll lift the voice and then they'll make them say whatever they want. We have a deep fake on this channel that we were using for WrestleMania. Like, it's a thing. It happens. But the issue is that lifting a voice and then, you know, somebody's not being paid for that. And more importantly, it's stealing somebody's voice. It's like like for Rock and I sitting here right now, or you sitting there listening to this wherever you are, like somebody takes your voice and then they make you say whatever you want. That's a dangerous, that is a very dangerous situation to have, especially in today's day and age where, again, deep fakes are a thing. And you can train, like I see them all the time, like you can train AI video influencers, which are deep fakes of people. We are replacing people with computers. That is terrifying.
We are. They told us years ago that would happen. And here we are.
Here we are. But kind of steering this back to Fortnite to stay on topic, but to talk
so
about it.
To give you the update for the Fortnite thing. Mm-hmm. Later this year, we'll give creators the tools to build their own engaging AR-powered NPCs in UAFN. As demonstrated on stage in the State of Unreal, creators will be able to use a new Persona device to create characters with personalities that players can talk to. You can select the type of voice and delivery you want for your NPC, as well as their characteristics. And we are taking it a step further so creators can not only drive NPC behavior and dialogue, but also drive the core game itself, bringing new and dynamic player experiences to Fortnite. So that's what's coming.
In terms of being a player, I think it's a really cool addition. In terms of this conversation, I don't have necessarily a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, as long as the AI is being ethically sourced, and that is the key, as long as the person or persons that they're using for this, they were consenting when their voice was taken. Because here is the dark secret about AI, especially when it first started, is that AI sampled voices without people's consent. And so a lot of, depending on where, like all these services that offer like AI voices, right? They're pulling it in from somewhere, and they're generally pulling it in from like OpenAI, which is ChatGPT, or other sources that are scraping the internet, and they're not doing it with anybody's permission or consent. They're just scraping the internet. That was the whole issue with ChatGPT to begin with, is it just went out and it scraped sites, and people were just taking copyrighted material, or they were taking material that had creative like licensing on it, and they were making it their own. They were bastardizing it. Like, there was a whole issue with ChatGPT where they lifted the Studio Ghibli style for their cartoons or for their anime, and made it into an image filter. And everybody's like, well, I don't understand why this is a problem. It's a problem because it's stolen IP. This is something very similar, where it's, as long as like Fortnite or Epic went out and they put out one of those requests for like people, not necessarily voice actors, but probably voice actors, people to come in and record or record remotely and send them the files of them making specific sounds, making specific words, that kind of thing. And then people were subsequently paid for that. I don't have a problem with that, because, again, it's the issue of consent. If they just went out to like, if Epic would just went out to one of these voiceover services that, you know, is pulling voices from God knows where, that's an issue. That's a problem, because you're not going to have a voice actor come in and record every single word, every single sound, and then the game's going to come in and like do all the things. Something has to format it, something has to put it together. And that's kind of where the AI can come in. So I think it's a good use of it. I think it's a smart use of it, and I think it's a good addition to the game. I just question where it's coming from. And I would hope that Epic did it responsibly.
I think so, or will be doing so. I think they're outsourcing AI for it.
Probably. I know with them it's a tricky situation, because they did sign the interim agreement with SAG-AFTRA. Mm-hmm. And so there are specific rules regarding that they have to follow.
Yeah.
Because with to kind of go back to the James Earl Jones stuff, they didn't notify SAG that they were going to use the voice, or they didn't do some kind of agreement, or they didn't do something. I forget what it was.
They were in talks, but nothing came, and they just sort of
did it. Yeah. So SAG was a little upset at them for that. But Epic was one of the creators that was struck in the voice actor strike originally. I think they were struck on the actor strike too, if I can recall correctly.
Yeah, because they were using some talent and the voice actors couldn't appear or something. I don't know. There was problems with COVID and all the strikes and stuff.
Yeah. But like for this round, for the most recent round, Epic was one of the ones struck. And so they went ahead and signed the interim agreement with SAG-AFTRA, and they were able to proceed ahead and get what they need done. Yeah. So I'm sure like they're following above board. I'm sure they're doing all of that. And in this instance, I think it's okay. Like, I'm fine mm-hmm. with it. I don't have an issue with it, because consent is the biggest part of this.
Yeah.
But I kind of worry, too. Because, like, on the whole, what does this do to media? What does this do to video games in particular? Because I know that's, like, a huge fear. But for a lot of people, it was, again, one of the reasons for the strike was, was that video game manufacturers like Epic or Formosa Studios were training AI using voice actors' voices. They weren't being told that that was happening. And then there was a worry and a fear that they were going to be replaced by the trained AI because like people were saying, oh, I recorded for this and there's lines in the game that I never recorded, implying that they just trained an AI generator with their voice and then just created what they wanted, which is not okay.
It's not okay, but we're in a time where technology is really taking over. So it's a hard stance. You have to take the hard line stance. You either get the agreements from the actors or you don't use it. Like you can't do it without consent. And we're in a spot where it's going to become easier and easier to fake it.
Oh, it's already there.
But think 5 years, what we have now, think 5 years from now.
Oh, it's going to be terrifying. It's going to be absolutely terrifying. Like, it already kind of is.
Yeah, it's scary.
Because, I mean, we're already seeing it. Like, not just on behalf of voice actors, but in the media industry on the whole. Like, what AI is doing to TV, what it's doing to radio, what it's doing to movies, what it's doing to streaming. Like, you're watching people actively lose their jobs because of this. Because it's, well, yeah, we could train, you know, we could have people that could do this. Like, we could have a whole team of like 10 people that could, you know, put together, you know, like a podcast, and they could do editing and they could do video work and they could do all this media stuff to keep it generalized. Or we can replace 10 people with one tool. And while that's really great from a business perspective, it's cost saving. Like, I understand why they would make that decision. As this continues on in not only the media industry, but every industry, we're seeing this happen, where AI is gradually taking over. I see articles about it all the time. And my question is what happens to the people? What are we as people supposed to do if jobs are being taken away and we, the creators, are being replaced by the creation? Like, what happens to us? Where do we go? Like, it feels like, go ahead. No, I was just going to say, it feels like we're being set up for failure with this.
We are being set up for failure with that. Let me see if I can. There's a clip that's very relevant to this part of the conversation. I'm trying to find really quickly, because you talk about how we, the content creator, we the streamer, and stuff like that. How AI could be really damaging for us going forward. Mm-hmm. This is me trying to stall to try to find a clip, and it wasn't readily available on the top of someone's Twitter. So we're stalling for it.
We're stalling. A bit of humor in between the seriousness.
It's not even humor.
No, but you and I talking right now, a bit of humor.
Yeah. Okay. Apparently, this thing doesn't actually put out the clip, but. The genesis of it was this. Everyone knows who Ninja is, big time content creator streamer. He was talking about it. I'm gonna make this statement right now, dude. Unless they make it so that every single AI videos, like those videos, unless they're watermarked, they cannot be removed or scrubbed or covered up, within the next 6 months to a year, streaming will be impossible. It's gonna be over. It's gonna be GG's. They're gonna be going to be using AI me saying the most racist, crazy, ridiculous, unhinged shit, and there will be people who think it's real. There's going to be enough people. A video here, a video there, a video here. It's just going to be over. He sees it.
People can
make clips and just dub over his voice.
And that's the tamest that can happen.
Yeah.
That's not even going down that full path of, well, we could do this to world leaders. We could start wars with this kind of shit if we really wanted to. Because here's the real issue of it. So say I take Rock's voice, right? And say I train an AI generator for it. And I have it say whatever I want. And then I just throw it out on the internet. I have it say something really horrifically bad. It's not on me to prove that it's not him, on him. It's on Rock to prove that it isn't him.
Can't.
And you can't. That's that's the issue. Like right now, where we are in 2025, you can still tell AI voices, because AI voices, depending on how they're trained, don't have the same inflection. They don't have the same emotion. Like you can generally tell how flat they are, and that's an AI voice.
You say that. But here's a story.
I'm talking about like just the generic voices. Now, if we were to take one of our voices and we were to train it, yeah, we could get the inflection depending on what we give it. But just for like a random stock generated voice, you can tell how flat they are.
Apparently, in Australia, there was a radio station that used an AI host voice for 4 months or 6 months before people realized it was an AI.
I'm not surprised. Mm-mm. The key is in how it's trained and what's used to train it.
Yeah.
And that's really the difference maker. But it's not a good thing.
Nope.
Okay. It's not a good thing that it can be trained really, really well or it can be trained really, really badly. For me, where I'm at right now, I personally find it extremely dangerous, especially for the fact that we can create AI influencers and AI voices, and we can essentially create AI humanity. We can create AI humans. I find that excessively dangerous, and I feel like there should be some sort of limitations or some sort of identifier put on it that you can't remove, that you can't take out whatsoever, which is virtually impossible, especially for something like audio, because you can just delete it. But something in the code or something like that for it that marks it out as AI, because it's dangerous. It's extremely dangerous. I'm not against the technology. I think it can be very useful, especially in the correct hands. I think it can do what it's doing right now. But I feel like it needs to be used much safer, and we need to have the safeguards on it, and we need to have, you know, people being honest about it, as opposed to just saying, you know, in the case of, well, we're going to use an AI voice for 4 months and not bother to tell anybody. Because it's, well, okay, why did you have to use an AI voice for 4 months? Was it that you couldn't find anybody to fill the job and you still needed somebody to like host the show? Or was it that you just didn't want to hire somebody and you just didn't want to pay somebody? Because it all comes back to humanity, and it all comes back to money and what happens to the people in this scenario. Like in the case of Ninja, you know, he has more money than God, probably. He's good. He's set for life. But what about smaller creators? What happens to them if they're replaced by AI? I work in the media industry. I'm actively watching my industry get replaced by AI right now. What happens to the people? And it's not just my company. It's every company that's doing it. We're seeing it with Amazon. Amazon's doing it. They're laying people off as a result of it, because it's, I don't have to have this team of 10 people. I can replace them with AI. We're seeing it in education where people are using ChatGPT to get through college. Yep. They aren't actually learning the material. They're just having ChatGPT write whatever and then turning it in and submitting it. And then they're proud of it and they're showing off of it. And it's like, well, they're literally just reducing the experience down to, I have to have this piece of paper to move forward in life, because that's what it's been made into. I shouldn't have to actually learn all of this.
Scary.
It's terrifying. And I think safeguards could go a long way, but like especially in like the gaming industry as a whole, and even like the media industry, especially for stuff like WWE, right? Because they use voiceovers, they use all, you know, they have personalities, they have all this kind of stuff. There should, and I'm not saying WWE is using AI. They could be. We wouldn't know because they never tell you. But like, say, for example, for WWE, they could take Rhea Ripley. They could create a video version of her, an AI version of her. They could train the voice, and then they could just create promo videos with her. Now, she's still getting paid because she's under contract, but it's not her doing it. She's not actively involved. So it's like they could have her say anything that toes the company line, and maybe she doesn't agree with it. They have fan access every year. They could create AI versions of legends. I shouldn't say legend wrestlers, legends. They could train their voices and you could interact with them. Like, for example, Andre the Giant. You could create an AI version of Andre the Giant. You could put his voice in there and you could interact with him. Does his family get paid for that? Or can they do that because they have the media rights and they just maybe don't tell them? It's a really scary thing. And I think the whole result of this, like conversation in this discussion is consent is a beautiful thing, y'all. Getting paid for shit is a beautiful thing too.
Indeed.
But overall, yeah, like it's just it's a terrifying thing that we're all living in right now. Not like bad terrifying, but just it's like maybe we need to, as humans, actively step in and say, let's talk about this. Because I don't know if y'all were around the day ChatGPT went down last week. That was an interesting day on social media.
I didn't even know it went down. That's interesting.
Yeah, it went down. And it was like everybody was kind of freaking out about it. And it's like, oh, okay. All right, cool.
All right, then.
Yeah, it was I don't want to go into, we can talk about it after the show. But like, it was a very interesting day because that was the day that like Google went down and like a bunch of other stuff went down. Like it was that stretch, like when Twitch was having issues.
Mm.
It was like all the server, like all these, somebody was having massive server problems on the server farm somewhere and everything got impacted. So it made a fun day of social media, or a fun week of social media, because stuff just wasn't working properly. But yeah, I think the takeaway is consent and, you know, getting paid for shit is important. But do you have any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. All right. Well, then I think we're done, and you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's another edition of CB Radio. Not sure what we're doing. I'm figuring it out. We'll see what happens. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. They're going to talk Night of Champions. Monday night, it's a Raw post show. Whenever Raw ends, we'll talk about it live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to talk Night of Champions on the Rack. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's the Rack Radio Show on all of your social media platforms. Wherever you get this podcast, just search the Rack Radio Show. Chad, if you have an Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the show by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use Career Curve Rocking Sock or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop when you buy all your battle passes and Bruno Mars and things, because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. We streamed the Genshin Impact 5.7 update. We'll probably be doing something with Honkai Star Rail next. Some next week, maybe some 2 weeks, because there's an update coming there and it's 3.4 and shit's about to get real. So tune in for that. You can also follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimaLinsWard, and you can follow me on TikTok at LinsWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. Give him a like, a follow, and a subscribe, and tell him we said hi, because Matt's content is awesome. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye! You have found a friend. Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginnings. And WildTalkRadio.com.